live. From Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
Al Borland.
And
you, ladies and gentlemen.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9168. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Hello, everyone. Hello, indeed. Welcome to JJHI Radio. Again, I have a sneaking suspicion that you went to jjheadinterest.com, you scrolled down a little bit, you saw that beautiful player in the middle, and you clicked play. Congratulations. Many of our listeners tonight are all across the United States and even the world. Excellent stats for last week. Over 100,000 listeners. Wow, folks. You get what you pay for in this business. And we have paid dearly. Tonight we have TV celebrity Al Borland on the program. And if you behave yourselves, we might just open the line for calls. But you have to behave yourselves. You will promise me. Got some real news headlines for you tonight. Lots to look forward to. I'm so glad you're with us. 210-888-9198, folks. We'll see you soon.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work? You want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's... Everybody scores big. Fellas, sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Real news headlines. Real news headlines, folks. That's right. Dateline St. Petersburg, Russia, where Russian men have been falling prey to Tinder scams involving sexual favors in exchange for military service. The phenomenon, known as landmining, involves an unassuming, able-bodied Russian male between 16 and 35. The victim, also known as a patriot, receives a tender request from a Miss Kazakhstan pageant runner-up, requesting they report to their nearest recruiting station and send their address and a copy of enlistment for a date. Russian authorities are refusing to acknowledge an investigation, stating the scam is largely a hoax. Imagine that. To Albany, New York, where Congressman Lee Zeldin has been targeted for assassination over the weekend. Zeldin is running for governor of New York against the non-penis-haver, Kathy Hochul. The suspect, David Yakabonis, stated, Lee Zeldin is a farce and a man who has never played The Legend of Zelda. I couldn't stand by and let this inexperienced menace run this state into the ground. And prices at the pump appear to have stabilized following the reduction in monks protesting in Tibet. President Biden congratulated the People's Republic of China for cracking down on these protests as the inflamed religious zealots had a devastating effect on the economy and are largely dangerous to the businesses in the area. These are real news headlines, and I'm JJ Head. We'll be right back. Real news headlines. Back, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, are we back. Hope you enjoyed Real News Headlines tonight. Again, our phone number 210-888-9198. But don't you dare start calling until I've begun my discussion with our guest tonight, Al Borland. Mr. Borland, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, JJ.
Well, you're more than welcome. Took a hell of a lot of work discussing both with your publicist as well as your agent. I got to tell you, those people aren't friendly.
No, I definitely agree with you there.
So you're joining the program at a very interesting time when attitudes towards sitcoms like Home Improvement have kind of soured, I think. And I'm kind of curious where your career ended up after Home Improvement. I want to go through that with you. But the first question I want to ask is, what are you drinking?
Well, JJ, my usual drink of choice is, of course, a nice bottle of scotch. But
a bottle,
you know,
of scotch.
Lately, well, yeah, of course. You know, you go big or go hard.
You go big or go hard.
Isn't that what the kids say?
What was working with Tim like?
Well, Mr. Allen was special.
Special.
He was either not on set or he was, we'll just say, inebriated.
He was inebriated.
Yes.
Rubbed off.
I knew everything about power tools. Mm-hmm. And as you can see from the show, he did not.
I see. And how was Tim's wife in the sack?
Have you ever had sushi, Jay, Jim?
I have, many times. Partial to the California roll.
Well, you know it's a cold fish, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's your answer.
Okay. So I'm kind of curious also, what is your credit score at this point?
You know, I can't remember if high is good or low is good.
You know what the number, just the number, sir, if you wouldn't mind.
It's 275.
275. Okay. That's not bad. That's more than I thought you would say. I'm kind of curious, and I think my listeners are as well. There were several shows, I believe, that either were on for two episodes, canceled shortly after. Were you on any of these projects? Could you discuss any of them with us?
Well, funny you would ask. I was on a show called Mr. Blue Sky, and believe me, there were no blue skies on that show. And it lasted only 4 episodes.
Why did they end so prematurely?
There was a lot of background risqueness. And yeah, producers, directors, and what have you. Mm-hmm. Very naughty.
I see.
And yeah, and the higher ups were just said, this is no blue sky.
I
so
see.
They closed it.
I've heard about, speaking of shenanigans, various shenanigans that would go on there at the studio lot, namely something involving the Jaleel White, Steve Urkel at the time. What was he doing out there?
On Tool Time or his show?
Just the studio lot there, in between the two studios.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, on the lot. Oh, yeah. Jaleel was very popular on the lot. He had a candy bus that he would trot around between shows, and different actors would buy from him. And he would just, people would just buy powder from him.
Huh. Like they needed powder to kind of dry out their armpits or what?
No, Jim. It was drugs. He was selling drugs.
Jimmy. Jaleel White selling drugs in the studio lot.
He was selling drugs. He was selling crack cocaine.
Well, who was buying?
Who was buying?
Yeah, would you buy some of that?
Of course I bought it. I was a star.
Uh-huh.
I was living on top. Uh-huh. I was.
And not now, though, unfortunately, right?
Well, of course not. I'm drinking 40s out of a paper bag.
I see. What kind of paper bag do you like to use? You like the brown bag, white bag?
Well, there's only one paper bag. It's the brown one.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to drink
plastic.
That whole drink right now. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drink it. He's drinking the whole thing. Wow. It's pretty fascinating noises. He's going all the way. He's almost done. All right. Well done. Al. Al, are you still there?
I almost threw up.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you didn't. If you were to throw up, what is your preferred location in the place you dwell to throw up?
I guess in my lap.
That's a great answer. I think we may end up opening the lines here. 210-888-9166 is the line to speak with Mr. Al Borland this evening. We're looking forward to your calls. 210-888-9198. Now, a couple other questions. Have you ever been to Epstein Island? Epstein Island.
Yeah, that was a. I took a holiday there.
Yeah, and who did you bring with you? Maybe those young fellows like Jonathan Taylor Thomas or whatever his name was.
Yeah, one of them was Zachary, and mm-hmm. and one of them was that little goth kid one time.
Uh-huh. Were they good wingmen for you?
There. Oh, no, they got picked up real quick.
Okay.
I didn't have any. If anything, they'd be wing kids.
Okay.
But no, I didn't have any wingman.
All right. Well, it looks like we've got a caller here. Do you have a question for Al Borland? You're on the air, caller.
Hey, JJ. Thanks for having me on the air. This is Dale.
Dale.
Rutterin. Out of Terre Haute. How are you doing? How are you, Al?
Welcome to the program. Questions for Al Borland.
I'm doing well, Dale. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks. Thank you for asking. Hey, I just had a quick question. I'm a big fan of the show, both shows, and I was just wondering if. Back in the day, if there was ever any funny business that went on with the tools on the set, if you know what I mean.
Thanks for that, Dale.
So, are you saying, like, sexually or, like, between the tools?
Let's try for both.
Definitely sexually, but nothing between the tools.
That's a good answer. Do you recall a long period of time spent with any specific tool there on set?
The Jimmy wrench was one that I remember Timmy loved. And it's been so long.
It's been a while.
The rubber one.
Okay, we got another caller here on on the line. Caller, Biden or Trump?
Hey, my name's Ed Gerland.
Ed, welcome to the program. Trump or Biden?
You. In what capacity?
All capacities.
For president, I'm going to go with Trump.
Okay.
For best pornography collection, I'm also going to have to go with Trump.
That's good. Yeah, I would think so. Caller, you had a question for Al Borland this evening.
I did have a question. So to tell you about myself a little bit, I drive a truck based out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I could have sworn, Al, that I saw you at a rest stop outside of Terre Haute, rest stop 2222, maybe sometime last December. Was that you?
I would say it was because
walk a lot, and I hitchhike a lot. Because I really don't have a place to stay. Mm-hmm. And so I ride with truckers a lot.
I see.
Well, hey, that's great. I thought that I saw you there back behind the stall. Hey, listen, I got to say, you did a great job. I appreciate it. And next time, maybe I could give you a call and, you know, I could give you a ride, you know, and we could maybe have dinner and, I'll buy you flowers or something.
Well, after the show, if we could do some sort of number exchange, that could be arranged, but I'm not going to put my number on the air right now, okay?
We appreciate that. That's probably wise.
That's great, and I understand. Hey, another question, if you got the time. Did you have a stroke sometime in the most recent past? Yeah, you just sound a little off.
No, but I did have a seizure.
Sorry to hear that.
That's great.
It's okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. So let's go back to rest stops. This is a popular topic on GGHI Radio. How often do you spend your days or your parts of your days in rest stops?
Well, I look for jobs, no pun intended, at rest stops in California when I can get there. And I spend a lot of time there passing out my resume. Is that how you pronounce it? Resume?
Resume? I'm not sure.
Well, I passed my resume.
Oh, resume. Resume, I think it's that.
Oh, okay. Resume at truck stops. And when I get out of there, I walk down, I don't know, a road and just leave them on the floor or the street and hope somebody finds them.
I see. Do you hide in the bushes?
That's how I got the job of... No. I walk down the street and leave them on the street. That's how I got the job at Tool Time. Somebody just found my resume and called my number. The number was actually for a motel.
Oh, wow.
And
are you
I
more
was
of
not
an,
well off.
For motels, are you more of an upstairs kind of guy, or are you like the downstairs?
No, I'm upstairs. I don't want anybody making noise above me.
Makes sense. Looks like we've got another caller here on the program. Caller, Trump or Biden?
Hey, I'm going to go with Trump.
Trump? Why
and
Trump?
My question is, I just, you know, I like a man that can take charge.
Excellent. Do you have a question for Al Borland?
Yeah. So this is kind of embarrassing. Are you single?
Al, are you single?
I was married once, but we got divorced because she could not cook. And
understandable.
I don't know how anybody could not cook beef Wellington. And I said, look, if you can't cook beef Wellington, then it's over. So, yes, I'm single.
Caller, do you have another question?
Do you like any other meals other than beef Wellington?
Well, of course I do. I like macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. Caller, what is your favorite way to prepare mac and cheese?
I usually just get the ones out of the box and I put it in the microwave, but I hope that's okay.
It's not too bad. I've had it microwaved. What do you think about that, Al?
Well, add a little bit of cream and you got yourself a pie.
Fair point. Thank you for calling. JJHI Radio this evening. We're taking your calls at 210-888-9198 for Al Borland. Al, we appreciate you being on the program this evening and taking calls from our various callers and listeners this evening. Is there anything in particular you're like our listeners to take a look at, perhaps a book you have coming out?
I have written an autobiography called Al Borland, The Real Tool Man Borland, and it's coming out next month. And I also have a fantasy book called The Real World in the World We Live In. It's about three hobbits going to Mount Mordor.
I hear it's nice this time of year. Are you a skiing or are you a skier or more of a snowboarder?
I skateboard.
Down the mountain.
On concrete.
You never struck me as much of a skateboarder, Al Borland.
Well, I use a helmet and pads.
Wow. Let's see, I don't know if we've got any more calls this evening. 210-888-9198 is the number to call, folks. If you've got questions for Al Borland. Al, you know, one of my favorite aspects of Home Improvement was Heidi and the various other young ladies that got their start on the program. Any dates with them?
No, not Heidi. She was, pun intended, very Heidi from everyone.
I don't know what that means.
She was shy. She hid herself. She didn't. Lisa was the one that got around.
Oh, Lisa was the one that. So that's the wife, right? So Lisa was the hoe, huh?
Yeah.
Shocking. What kind of things would Tim, the Toolman Taylor, talk about on, offset with you? What were some of his interests?
Well, at the time, Pokemon was big, and that's what he was big in with his kids. He would also talk about drugs, obviously. He never talked about tools. Big shock.
Yeah.
What else?
Looks like we've got another caller here on the JJHI radio line, 210-888-9198. Caller, Trump or Biden?
Hello, JJ. How you doing? Long time no chat.
Oh, good heavens. This sounds like Dick Stiffins. Is this Dick Stiffins?
You recognize my voice. How you doing, bud?
Dick Stiffins joining us this evening. What a surprise. Here I've got two stars. I've got Al Borland and Dick Stiffens. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I was just driving. I was just driving and turned the radio in my car to internet, and you just happened to be on the air. I guess you got your show back. Yeah,
we brought it back. We got many lawyers involved. Had to pay an awful lot of fines and fees, but here we are.
Oh,
folks.
God. Yeah. I know how that goes. It really giving me some PTSD, taking me back to my Enron days, but glad to hear you're back, man.
Yeah,
what's going
absolutely.
On?
Hey, thanks. Hey, we're here with Al Borland, a storied star from Home Improvement fame.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Al, good to see you again. Remember when we hung out back in 95? That was some wild times, too.
Yeah. I totally do, and man, I remember hanging out with your wife a lot, Lizette.
Oh, hey, you know Dick, huh? Is that right?
Yeah, we've got a story past. Hey, remember when you did that line of crystal off that stripper's tit? Wasn't that great?
Good heavens. Was this at an Enron party, or?
Everything was an Enron party in those days, JJ. You should have been there.
That's a fair point.
It was wild, but apparently, some people don't like to make money in the.
Yeah, I was a younger lad back then. I think I was, good heavens, fifth grade probably.
Oh, I don't think Jim.
You don't think so?
He said it. He finally said it.
He did say it.
I love it.
How about that?
I'm a big fan of the show. Big fan of the show.
Well, what questions do you have for Al Borland here on this program this evening?
Really, I just wanted to call in and join the party. But since you asked, Al, I was just wondering, have you had any jobs, in the past 20 years or so? I've been having a hard time finding a job myself, actually. Apparently, nobody wants to hire a white collar criminal these days. It's not pretty to have on the resume. I've been putting myself out there. LinkedIn, Career Builder, Monster.com, various rest stop bathrooms. That actually did lead to a gig with a guy named Ron, in which I was actually in Ron.
You were in
Ron. With my former employer, but anyhow, enough about me. My question is, have you had any other side gigs after your acting career went south, and how did you obtain such gigs?
Well, I've done many infomercials that have been successful.
Really?
Yes. One was ThemeWare, and it was a business toolbox in the year 2000 where you can make your own business using the internet. Have you heard of the internet?
I've heard of it. I've heard of AOL, various chat rooms and such. That's great. Did you get into the clothing business for a while? I thought I remember seeing something like a custom line of flannel from Old Navy or something like that. Is that right?
Well, you are actually totally right.
Of course
I was in an infomercial for Hillshire Farms, and I sold sausage, and I wore flannel. So, if you want to buy sausage, buy Hillshire Farms.
Is this a pitch right now? Are you pitching me some sausage?
Are you going to buy it?
What better program to pitch sausage than JJHI Radio? Hillshire Farms, pitch your sausage. What do you think, Al? Do you think that's a good pitch there?
I could do better, but
you think so?
I think so, but...
I don't think so, Al. I don't think so, Al. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see how this is.
Yeah, that's right. So if Dick Stiffens was looking for a job, let's say somewhere around the Terre Haute Reservoir, where would you suggest he starts with his resume?
I would think he should start at the bottom of it.
At the bottom of the bottom of the reservoir.
Bottom of the reservoir. The bottom of the reservoir.
I've heard that's a big cruising spot. What do you think, Dick?
Well,
is that a yes or a... I'll put it to you, Al Borland. Do you think the bottom of the Terre Haute Reservoir is a good cruising spot?
Well, if you have the right people on the boat, then yes. And I think Dick should be the only person on that boat.
Yeah, one Dick is enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
One Dick, one boat.
Yeah. Dick Stiffens, the Terre Haute Reservoir in Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, Miami, Florida. All of these things have one thing in common. And that thing are illegitimate children that you've had. I'm wondering, Al, a person who I'm sure has many of his own, what's some good advice you could give someone with so many illegitimate children?
Never talk to the ones that you're not living with.
It's fair. Dick, any questions for Al Borland this evening? Any further,
you know,
anyways?
I think I've learned enough. Thanks so much, Al. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. You know, if you ever want to come hang out on one of my yachts, feel free to give me a shout. Love to have you. If you ever would like to explore the bottom of the Terre Haute Reservoir with me, more than happy to have you. Same for you, JJ.
Yeah, you could wear a little captain's hat, right, Al?
That's right. Dick, I'd love to have you too, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Al Borland admitting he would like some Dick on the Terre Haute Reservoir boat trip. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head. For Al Borland and Dick Stiffens, we'll see you next time.